This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks for joining us. Iran's leader has set out several conditions for European signatories if they want Tehran to stay in the 2015 nuclear deal.
بایستی سران این سه کشور قول بدن و قبول بکنن که مطلقا مسئله موشک رو مطرح نخواهند کرد. باید با هر گونه تحریمی علیه جمهوری اسلامی هم مقابله کن. همه بدانن که جمهوری اسلامی از مؤلفه های قدرت قطعا دست نخواهد کشید. یکی از مؤلفه های قدرت نیروی دفاعی است.
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei has said France, Germany and Britain must protect Iranian oil sales from U.S. pressure and continue buying crude from Iran. He added that European banks must also safeguard trade with Tehran. Ayatollah Khamenei said Europeans must submit an anti-U.S. resolution at the U.N. Security Council to protest the American withdrawal from the nuclear deal. Iran's leader noted that if the European countries fail to meet Iran's demands, Tehran has the right to resume suspended nuclear activities. Joining us live now is Mr. E. Michael Jones, who is the editor of Culture Wars Online magazine. Mr. Jones, what do you make of Iran's demands to Europe?
Well, it's a reasonable response to an unreasonable action on the part of the United States. All you have to do is look at Mike Pompeo's speech yesterday at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, and you realize this is a man who holds the rule of law and the sacred nature of contracts in contempt. There's no way that any reasonable nation in the world could go along with Pompeo's demands. Give up your missile program, give up this, give up that, subject yourself to complete domination of the United States of Israel. There's no country in the world that could go along with that. So Pompeo's unreasonable demand, countered by Khamenei's reasonable demand, has now put Europe on the spot. What is Europe going to do now? Okay, Pompeo is demanding that the European countries go along with what he said. The issue is going to be sanctions. He's demanding that the European Union pull out of all the agreements that they made. And now the question is, how is Europe going to react to this?
And what is your feeling that on that factor then, Mr. Jones, how do you think Europe will react? So far they've said they will stand by the deal.
Well, yeah, they're saying they're standing by the deal, but Total has pulled out of Iran, Maersk has pulled out, and now I've heard that Airbus is going to give up a $16 billion contract with Iran. That doesn't sound like standing by the deal to me. Maybe I'm missing something here, but that doesn't sound as if they're standing by the deal.
Very well, Mr. Jones, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your insight with us.